All right, welcome back to the Briones Pickleball Podcast. This is breaking MLP.
Hot off the press. What would
you call it? Hot off the press. And Matt Staggers is back.
I'm back.
He's not a coach, remember? If you have seen our last podcast together, that was months ago.
Yeah, Matt. It's been a while since you asked me to come here.
Yeah, for good reason.
Okay.
But we have you back. There was really no one else available.
You know, back by popular demand. So my three fans that asked, thank you. I'm back though.
Yeah. Say thank you to your mom.
Thanks, mom. Appreciate you.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking all about MLP. Obviously, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on with that. The draft just happened. Actually, the draft was on my birthday. It was the 2nd, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So
happy birthday,
happy
by the
birthday
way.
Birthday to me. You know, little good birthday present. I get to know the new teams. And, yeah, so we're going to be going through the picks. We're going to be talking about strategy and kind of how the MLP is designed and what's different from last year. So if you're interested in that, this is what this podcast is about. We're going to be following the Pro MLP Tour, you can say.
Yeah, and Premier only, though.
Premier only, yeah. We're not going over the Challengers. Sorry about that, Challengers, but we're going to stick to the Premier.
You know, Kaden knows a lot more about the Challenger players, so when he comes back, he can talk about them.
So, okay.
Kaden.
All right. Okay, so let's get started here. Yeah, so MLP draft just happened. Matt, from the last season, and what season is this? Is this like season 4 or 5?
So technically, it's season 3, I believe, because the first one, they're not really counting back when it was at Dreamland. They had a couple seasons last year, had the Super Final. And then they had the whole break with all MLP, PPA stuff. They finally kind of got it cleaned up. And then they worked through like how they wanted to draft the players. So this was interesting. They did an auction style for the pick.
Okay, why don't you go over that auction style?
Okay, so, and some of this, MLP is not always easy to get information about, so it's not super transparent. But from my understanding is everyone had $500,000 in like Monopoly money to play with. So like it was just fake money. And then,
so if I am correct or if I'm thinking on the right track, you're saying it's basically to limit what people can buy.
Sure. But then they allowed owners to pay an extra $500,000 in real money that goes back into like the owner's pool, essentially, like as capital.
Okay.
So if a team wants to only spend $500,000, they come out of pocket zero. If a team spends up to $1 million, they come out of pocket the extra $500,000. So if you want Ben Johns, it's going to cost you basically. And really the top 10 picks, the owners that wanted to spend money, spent money.
Okay. Well, we'll get into that. Again, this is going to be dedicated to the MLP draft. Obviously, this interesting format is really exciting for the game. And let's get right into it, Matt. What are some main differences between last MLP season and this one, this 2024? Besides, right, they dropped it from 12 teams, I believe, to 10?
So that's only Challenger. So 12 teams still in Premier.
Oh.
Challenger dropped from 12 to 10.
Okay.
So same amount of players in Premier. There was a lot of movement on who was going to play. They didn't know till the last minute if like the Johnson 5 was going to be in, and they were in like the last, basically 3 hours before the draft, all of those guys kind of signed their contracts and got in. So that was kind of a big move because they weren't sure if they were going to play. And then people like Matt Wright, Lucy, Julian Arnold, Lauren Stratman, they all opted out of the draft too. So that kind of created some movement of people that may have been Challenger up to Premier.
Oh, wait a minute. So you said Julian Arnold?
So Julian Arnold's not in MLP anymore.
Wow.
So he opted out because a contract clause that he had. Matt Wright, Lucy Kovalova, and then Lauren Stratman. I think those are the most notable names.
So that's it.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
So yeah, and then the Johnson 5 weren't going to be in, and then the last minute they were in.
You're saying Johnson 5, you're talking about Hunter?
So Johnson 5 is who Julie Johnson kind of represents, those five. So,
oh.
So JW, Georgia, Gabe Tardillo, as you say.
Oh, you're counting him Johnson 5?
She represents him, so yes.
Oh.
And then,
what is she, an agent now?
She's kind of helping them, I think. I'm not sure her exact role, but.
All right.
And then a girl named Millie Ron, who went in Challenger.
But is that how you say her name?
I think so. Okay. Sorry, Millie, if that's not how you say your name.
All right. Okay. So, all right. So let's jump in. Anything else different that's notable for Premiere we're talking about? Mm-hmm. Anything else different? Do you know about format? Or, I mean, have they said anything? Like, are they still doing a Dreambreaker? Are they?
So all that staying the same. I think they're going games to 25 rally scoring. So
instead of 21.
Instead of 21. But I think you can also win on return now, from what I heard. So they're getting rid of win on serve, where you have there's no freeze anymore. And I believe you can win on return.
And win by two, I'm assuming.
Yes.
So just rally, no freezes, no rules, just rally, win by two.
Yep.
Okay.
So but who knows? I mean, this stuff changes so fast that maybe by tomorrow that won't be the rule. But
yeah, tomorrow they might go to 100, which maybe.
To me, the most interesting part was the auction, because it wasn't a snake draft. It was the owners bidding money for their draft slots. So really the GMs that knew how to do that format, which if anyone's played fantasy football, if you do a snake style draft, it's much easier to get players. If you do an auction style draft where you're bidding dollar amounts and using a budget to fill your team, it's much more difficult. So,
okay. So let's, I'm not much of a gambler.
Okay.
Okay. So,
actually, not a gambler, not a coach.
Actually, I'm not a gambler at all. Okay. So snake draft. So last MLP, the format was snake. So they start, let's say they start in one end of the team, or they start at a team, and then they go through in order, right? All the other teams to the last team, and then they go back and pick.
Yes.
Right?
So that's like the more amateur way to do fantasy football. It's the most common way to do it. But in my opinion, it's a little more talent in the management role if they have an auction, because you're using a budget, you know. And
okay, so explain the auction, because I get the idea where you just, okay, this team picks and then they take turns and then they come back. So how the heck does the auction work?
So basically, my understanding was no team could spend more than $1 million. So the first pick for Ben Johns, I think it went for $840,000. That was the actual amount. So they were bidding for the first pick. They didn't have to take Ben Johns. They could have taken someone else.
Ben Johns was $840,000?
Yeah.
So that leaves like
that. So like that leaves,
less than $200,000.
So they basically knew they were just going to fill the last three spots with very minimal dollars. And I believe every player had to pay $10,000 is what I heard for each player. So you have to leave at least $10,000 for a player.
Wait. So Ben Johns is $840,000. So really quick, who even makes that price? Like, how does this work?
The market. It's a free market. So the owners basically bid on what they were willing to pay for the first pick.
Oh, and so it started at, let's say it's
whatever. It didn't matter what it started at, because it was just whatever.
Oh.
And so there were teams that,
oh,
like,
my goodness.
The Utah team only spent, from what I heard, $495,000 total on their team.
Okay.
So they wanted to stay under that $500,000.
Because they probably didn't have any money.
They didn't want to pay the extra money. And I think that might be Connor Pardo's team. I'm pretty sure it is. But they didn't want to come out of pocket anymore, essentially. So they
got it.
They stuck to a budget where a team like the Seattle owner was like, whatever, I want Ben John, so I'm paying $840,000.
Okay. So because it's $1 million cap,
mm-hmm.
$500,000, like fake, we'll call it Monopoly money, $500,000 actual money.
Yep.
So Ben Johns was 840. So they only really spent
340.
Yeah,
that was 340,000 in real dollars, though, that they spent on him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. No, so, but the rest of the team is less than 200,000.
Yeah. So basically, they'll have to fill their team with the fourth round picks, three people, which is what they did.
Okay. All right. So, anything else? Anything else notable? And we'll get right into the teams, and I'll kind of give you my thoughts. Again, I know most of these players. Some of them are a little bit newer, and we're going to be following it. But any other notable changes, Matt?
I think that's it. I mean, I know some of the players, there's eight total events, and some of their contracts said they only had to play six. So I know there were certain lists available where players had committed to all eight. Some players didn't. So that kind of made it challenging, too, for the GMs and the owners, because they had to decide, do I want to pick a person, like I heard Anna Lee Waters is only playing six events. Do I want to go with Anna Lee?
How many events are there?
There's up to eight total for this season.
Okay.
Which is more than they've ever had.
Yeah. And every team has like just one alternate, you know what I mean? Or how many, or is it like two?
There's no alternates per team right now. So if someone gets hurt,
what happens?
I'm not sure how that works. I think they have to pull from someone that's not challenger level is what I heard last, but maybe that would change. So, but alternates will be tough.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get right in. So team number one, or actually let's not get into teams first. What we're going to show you folks is we are going to show you the number one, where I kind of just want to go through, you know, what's not here, so if you're just listening to this, you're not going to see what we're seeing on the screen, but we're going to go over the draft pick results. I wish they showed how much money.
Yeah, that'd be helpful.
They spent. Let me see if actually the Dink, shout out to the Dink, if they have it here.
I don't think it's really hard to find.
Really?
Anywhere.
There was something somewhere. But okay, so we're going to go back. All right, draft number one, Seattle Pioneers. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Ben Johns.
They wanted Ben, and can you blame them? I mean,
no, can't blame them. Can't blame them. So number one, that's a good pick. Now, last draft, did Anna Lee Waters went number one? Yes or no? I thought she did.
No, she didn't. I believe Ben went number one twice, and then she went number two twice.
Okay.
I know in the first ever MLP, this is kind of interesting, Catherine Parenteau went number one.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's just talk about this pick. Obviously, we got the GOATs on each gender. We got Ben Johns and Anna Lee. Mm-hmm. What do you think about going with Ben Johns as a number one pick? So obviously, throughout the MLP, we got gender doubles, we got men's and women's, and then we got two mixed doubles.
Yep.
What do you think of actually Ben going before Anna Lee, or do you think that's the best strategy?
Yeah, for sure. So Johns, you have to take him number one. I mean, he's going to go 2-0 for the most part. He'll probably win men's, I would say, 90% of the time. He's going to win mixed 90% of the time. More than likely, his team will be 2-0, and he needs them to win one more game. So he can really carry a team more than anyone else. I think that's available. So to me, that makes sense that he's number one. Okay. Now, Anna Lee at two.
I would argue Anna Lee is a good number one pick, too. Again, it's really tough, but Anna Lee's more dominant, so I don't know.
I think you're right. I think she did go first in the very first season.
So I don't know. It's very, very close because we got Ben and we got Anna Lee. They're both dominant on their sides, but yeah, I don't think you go wrong with either or, but if we're looking at statistics and data, I think Anna Lee has a better winning percentage on all events.
So in MLP, she's never won though. So Ben's won like three times now.
Okay.
So I'm taking Ben.
Okay.
You can have Anna Lee.
All right.
Yeah. Give me Ben.
I guess the team dynamic is big.
Yeah. So and also Anna Lee, I believe she only committed to 6 of the 8 events.
Okay. So that could have been a factor too.
Yep.
All right. So Ben Johns number one, pick number one, Anna Lee number two, and number three to St. Louis Shock, Anna Bright.
Yeah.
And then number four, Riley Newman. What do you think about the third and fourth picks, Matt?
So I like Anna Bright right there. She's the next best female for sure, in my opinion.
Why wouldn't you think Catherine?
I would take
so interesting. Why?
Well, Anna Bright and Rachel Rohrbacher just beat Anna Lee Waters and Catherine Parenteau. It was like their first loss ever.
Sure, once.
Once, but.
Once.
Anna Bright's, she's a dog to me. That so you is, take her. Actually, I think that's a good pick at three.
Okay. This is really interesting. So I think Catherine, I would put Catherine at three. It's close, but Catherine shows it. But again, I don't know. There could be outside factors. So.
And Anna Bright's won MLP before. Mm. So she won with the squeeze. They were in another final, and she thrives in the format. So she's good in the rally scoring format.
Yep. Riley Newman, again, number four. Obviously, him in mixed and men's is tough to beat. But again, when I'm looking at MLP in the format, singles is super important. And you said something about the Dream Breaker.
Mm-hmm.
Again, for those of you listening, if you know the MLP style is they play, is it men's first?
So it's up to the team who wins the coin toss. So decide men's or women's. But
okay, so
yeah, they do gender first. Okay,
let's just say men's doubles first, right? And then they do a women's and then two mixed.
Mm-hmm.
Then if it is tied 2-2 on the game wins, then they go to a Dream Breaker, which is singles.
Yep.
And they each play 4 points. So yeah, I would be, that would be a tough one there on the Dream Breaker for Riley because he doesn't play much singles. But
well, here's the thing though, you play four times as many doubles points in this format because you play four doubles matches and then one singles. So to me, you just go with the best doubles players. I feel like all these pros can play 4 points at a time. I mean, they are pros, so
yeah,
right? So
true.
But, I mean, Riley's not a singles player, so that would be kind of like a little ding for him. But I mean, he's done well in MLP, so I think it's okay. Gotta, but to me, you play
your shots,
but you play four times more doubles points than singles. So
yeah,
take that for what it is.
Okay, well, we got AZ Drive, Andre.
Yep.
I ask you, just had him on the podcast recently. Obviously, he's been meddling
up, yeah,
even more. And we have him at five. I think that's a great pick.
I do too.
I think he deserves it. For, you know what, though? I have not seen him play singles.
So he was on the squeeze team with Anna Bright, and they won an MLP and then got second in one. So he can play singles.
Okay. Number six.
Yeah.
I don't know how surprised I am with this a little bit, but Jack Sock.
Yeah.
Now, we just talked about, you just said, oh, just picking the best doubles players. Jack Sock.
He can play all three.
He can play all three, but really, statistics, again, he's obviously doing great. I actually just filmed a video about Jack Sock. I don't know if it's going to be out yet, but he hasn't made it a championship or semi. Maybe a semi in the PPA yet.
Yeah.
But also, he hasn't had a top partner. So,
well, he has Catherine for mix, and he's doing pretty well with her, but yeah, nothing. No finals yet.
But for the singles dream maker, I would definitely
bet
on Jack Sock because I think he could turn it up.
It gets a little sticky in this little kind of mid-range right here. And
yeah,
Alshon at seven, he's playing really well, and he's definitely hot right now. But I'm not sure he's like a number one guy. And they paid a lot for him, so they had to like kind of fill their team out a little more slim. But to me, we'll go over the teams. But
yeah,
to me, that's a tough one.
I think that's a great pick.
You like Alshon at seven?
I think him and Zane Navratil also beat the Johns very recently. His game, he's been working on it a ton, and he's great at singles.
Mm-hmm.
So again, James Ignatowicz at eight,
yep.
Catherine at nine, Peronto, and Thomas Wilson at 10.
Well, here's the interesting part, Jordan, is the LA Mad Drops picked 9 and 10. So they basically, their GM.
Wait,
this is the only.
How does that work?
Because they had the highest bid at nine for Catherine. Uh-huh. I'm not sure what she went for. It was probably between like $400,000 and $500,000, I think, maybe a little bit less. And then they decided to kind of they wanted another number one guy. So right away they got another pick. So they're the only team that picked twice in the first round.
Got it.
So no other team picked twice except for them.
Okay. All right. Well, there you have it. We're not going to go through every single. Because we're going to go through the teams. But yeah, let's jump right in to the teams now. And we can talk about the specific teams and where they're at. Let's just start with the AZ Drive here.
Yeah. So we got Andre Daescu, Dylan Frazier, who they picked at 13. And then Lacey Schneeman, they picked at 34. And then a relative unknown, Caitlin Christian, at 35.
Well, unknown to most.
You know Caitlin?
Okay.
Yeah,
she's actually been around. She's actually been around the game quite a while. She played professional tennis. She might still be playing professional tennis, doubles, on the WTA. But she's been dabbling into pickleball in and out. So, I don't know. I haven't seen her game recently, but obviously when I've seen her in the past,
mm-hmm.
she has all the shots, she has all the skills, but again, it's going to be interesting to see that develop.
She's a really good singles player. I saw she had just beaten Paris Todd in the recent PPA Austin, so she's an upside pick. Like you said, she has a strong tennis background. I like this team a lot. I think their GM is Morgan Evans, and I think he really understood the auction format, and he got strong picks everywhere. So to me, this is a solid team. I would say this is a top three team, so I give them an A.
Okay, so I'm looking at AZ Drive again. We got Daescu, Frazier. How do you say her last name?
Schneeman.
Sorry.
They're solid.
And Caitlin Christian. So I would, you know what? It's really tough. I think men's is going to be great.
Yeah.
Daescu? I just don't know the experience of Caitlin Christian under extreme pressure and how much she's been playing. I'm going to give them, I'm going to give them a B. I'm going to give them a B minus.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to go A minus.
I'm going to be really, like really strict.
And they're our hometown team.
On my grades. Shout out to HG Grive. We're going to be rooting for you. All right. So next on the list, we got Columbus.
Yeah. So the Columbus Sliders.
Columbus Sliders. And we got, go ahead, Matt.
So we got Riley Newman, who they picked at 4. We have Mega Dizon, they picked at 18. Connor Garnett at 31, and then Brooke Buckner at 45. Overall, I like this team.
Yeah.
Riley right now just kind of like sitting back, counting all his MLP money, I think. He's not really playing PPA right now. But I think he is going to come back and play some PPAs.
We'll see. We'll see.
Him and Garnett's interesting because Riley can play both sides. It doesn't really matter for him which side he's on. I think Connor's a little bit better on the left side, but this team's solid. You know, it's, I keep saying they're top three. This is a top 4 to 5 team to me for sure. I think they'll perform really well. You kind of know what you're getting with everyone. So I give this one, I'll give this one a B, solid B.
Yeah. So the, what I see here, who's that? I can't see. Who's that last one person right here?
That's Brooke Buckner.
Okay. Brooke Buckner. Yeah. She's fairly good in singles too, right?
Yeah. She's serviceable for sure.
Yeah. So, this is a good team to me.
Yeah. And you got a number one at singles, Connor, that you'll put out there.
Yep.
Number one. Doesn't put a lot of pressure on Riley to kind of face a number one every time.
So I like this team. I give them. Now I have to go lower because I like AZ Drive better.
Sometimes when I'm listening to your podcast, you pause so much, I think I paused it myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just right. Some feedback.
So no pauses. All right. So we're going to keep it going. I'm going to also give them a B minus.
Okay. So they're the same exact team as Arizona Drive to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
it's a tie.
If I were to win that one?
I'm a betting man, but who would you bet on?
You know what? Look at it. It's tough.
It's close.
That's why they're both B minus. All right. We're moving on. DC Pickleball all the way from DC.
No, you skipped one.
Dallas.
We'll go.
I see. I got
we'll
you.
Go DC. DC, Pickleball 25.16 duper, and let's go. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is a good team. So they got Ignatowicz at 8, Rachel Rohrbacher, who was basically the steal of last season's draft, but she was like a 4th round pick, and then she played like a 1st round pick. So that's kind of what you're looking for in any of these teams. But now she went pretty high at 14. Dekel Barr at 29. I really like that pick. He's just so solid. Big serve.
Yeah,
and then Elise Jones, you kind of know what you're getting. She was the 40th pick. This is a pretty solid team. Like I said, Rachel, definitely the steal of last season's draft. Now she's got to perform at a high level because she was picked in the 2nd round. Elise, you know what you're getting. There's really no surprises. I don't see a lot of upside with this team because you kind of know what you're getting with everyone. So I don't like this as much as the other two teams, I would say. I'm going to give them a C+, but if they perform at a high level, Razor level a little bit, they can definitely make some noise. But to me, this is a C+ team.
Okay. I'll go C+ too.
Okay.
You know what? I'll go C+ too. Moving on to all the way to the biggest state in, I was going to say the world. Yeah, the biggest state in the U.S.
Okay, yeah.
Right? Dallas. Dallas Pickleball.
Texas.
Dallas, Texas. And we got
J.W.
Johnson. We got Georgia Johnson. The
Hurricane.
I was going to say the siblings. Hurricane, Tyra Black, and Augustus.
Augustus
Gah. We got Augie Gah. If you guys don't know who Augie is, let him be known. He's been on the podcast. He's actually been on some of our YouTube videos, but he's a local here who's been on the rise. It's funny because on the thumbnail that I made for him, back when he was on the podcast, is the Phoenix Phenom, and I did not see that after that.
He really straight up.
So this is a good team.
Yeah.
I like this.
This is my favorite team. So
is it?
It is. So JW became eligible for the draft like 3 hours before the draft. So he was one of those people, and he's kind of getting hurt because like he's not a high energy guy when he's out there. Like he's like a robot. So he just plays. He's solid. Best hands in pickleball, or one of the best.
Yeah.
So he dropped to 12. Georgia was at 17, Tyra 23, and then Augie was at 38. So I think what happened is JW wanted to play with his sister, so they took her. Then they took Tyra. And to me, Tyra is a better she's a really good left side player for a female. And so I think she wanted to play with Augie. They just had that big run at Desert Ridge.
Let's talk about that right here at the past PPA Desert Ridge.
Semifinal
Augie,
run.
Yep, Augie and Tyra Black, they made a run to the semifinals.
Yeah, so they lost to Ben and Annalie.
Yeah, and they beat some really good teams.
Really good teams.
So
I think that she had some influence there where she wanted to play with Augie and she wanted to play with a lefty.
Yeah.
So I think this is a great team. This is my top team. Okay. This is an A team to me. So a lot of people listening may not even know who Augie is just because he's relatively new to the national scene, but we know Augie from Arizona. Yeah. He's the best player in Arizona for sure. So I love this pick. I can't wait to see him play with J-Dub. That's going to be really fun. So this A team to me.
Yeah, B plus for sure. So it's my highest rating so far. Yeah, obviously we got George and J-Dub, great chemistry. And then Tyra and also Augie, they've played together, great chemistry. And then I'm sure that the women's will do good. You know, honestly, it's going to be very interesting to me to see J-Dub and Augie play. I'm assuming they're going to stack.
Well, you don't stack in MLP because it's rally. So Augie will always be on the right. J-Dub will always be on
the left. Sure. Yeah. Okay. Got you. But either way, they're gonna play straight up, probably with four hands in the middle, unless something else goes haywire. But I'm like 99% sure.
I'll go 100% on that.
Yeah. I want to leave the 1%. Okay. But the thing is, like, you know, we're talking about energy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Augie gets fired up.
Yeah, he's a great partner.
He's on the quieter side, I would say, compared to most people. And J-Dub doesn't say anything. So it's going to be interesting. I'm super excited for Augie for this opportunity. It wasn't even in Challenger last year.
Skip Challenger. Doesn't even need Challenger.
Forget about that. And
But he has a lot of pressure on him. So, you know, he's on a great team with three all-stars. And
you know what,
Augie's up for it, though. So I have no concerns.
He's totally – I'm not worried about that guy.
I want the jersey, though. I need that.
Okay. All right. Los Angeles, Mad Drops.
Yeah, so this is the team that picked twice in the first round. So they got Catherine Parenteau, Thomas Wilson. So those were ninth pick, 10th pick. Then they got Jade Kawamoto at 26, and then one of the Johnson brothers, Hunter, at 39.
Man, this is
a hard team for me.
This is a hard one, but I'm trying to see where I'm going to rate this one.
I love the strategy of getting the ninth and 10th pick, but I just don't see their men's team dominating. Yeah. Like, you know, maybe it's like a 50-50 kind of thing. Yeah. And then Hunter, he's newly signed to the PPA. He's mostly playing APP, and he's done well in APP. But to me, this is a team with some question marks. So I'm gonna go C plus on this one.
Yeah, I'll go C plus too. Again, I'm not worried about the ladies. They look like a really strong team. And again, whoever is playing with Thomas, I'm sure that they're gonna do really well.
Mm-hmm.
That's Hunter, right?
Hunter, yeah. Yates is his brother, so Yates is in Challenger.
Yeah, so yeah, we'll have to see.
Kind of a wait and see team.
I mean, Hunter's got game, but again, we haven't seen him make any big runs in the PPA. But we're gonna move on to New Jersey Fives. And why is somebody missing?
Who we got? Oh, I know why.
Oh,
that's
why?
Will Howells. Because
he doesn't have a picture. Okay.
No picture. He's a ghost. All right.
So really quick, New Jersey Fives. Number two pick in the world, Annalie Waters, Zane Navratil.
22, he got picked. And then Mary Humberg at 33.
So I haven't seen much of her game.
She's good.
Seen much of her game.
Yeah, so Augie's actually played with her a little bit recently.
Okay.
I think they had a mixed result for when they played, but...
Will Howells.
Will Howells, he's making some noise right now.
He is.
Yeah, so he's a great player, very young, lots of potential.
You know what's interesting? This might be a sleeper team. Now, it depends... you know, I don't know. This might be a really good team, dude.
Yeah, there's a lot of potential here.
There's potential.
Yeah.
There's potential.
And like, is Zane a number one? I love Zane. I'm not sure he can carry a men's team, but he's a great player. He can play either side, so I'm not sure what they'll do there. But to me, this is a team kind of wait and see as well, but I'm going to go B- for them.
Yeah, I will go B- as well.
They have a big ceiling, so, you know.
Big ceiling, dude. Yeah.
And Zane... is getting better. I mean, he just had a great run in Austin.
Zane is
he's a stud. I know he lost to Spencer.
Zane's a good player, and he's a good guy.
Friend of the show.
Shout out to you, Zane. Shout out to you, buddy. All right, New York Hustlers. Let's see if they're going to be hustling this year.
Yeah, so they got Sock at 6. Then they went Jackie Kawamoto at 16.
Okay.
Leia Jansen, she was the number one pick not that long ago. So she got it, yep. Went to 28. That's, I mean, that's a good pick. And then CJ Klinger at 46. So they had to go kind of on the bargain side.
This is the funniest thing. Dude, why? Tell me why. Shout out to you, CJ.
He does look fairly young.
Why does he look 11?
He may have been 11 there because, you know.
Is this like an old picture?
Well, he's with Proton now, so that is an old picture.
CJ, so, you know, comment below, CJ. Comment below.
I mean, he still looks, he is young though. I mean,
no, but that looks like he's like 10.
Yeah, that's a young looking guy.
I heard CJ's moving here.
I heard that too.
So shout out to CJ.
Welcome.
Would love you to on the podcast sometime.
Yeah.
And
I've seen him at Pickle Mall recently playing. Okay. So yeah.
All right. So this team, I'm going to go, dude, I might go B+.
Okay.
This is a good, this is a, another kind
you
of,
you have Sock.
This is kind of another sleeper team because, you know, the mixed Sock could kind of take control.
Yep.
I like the men's doubles team, believe it or not. CJ is a great player.
Lefty.
And if we look at that women's duo.
Solid.
Solid.
Yeah, Sock's exciting. Klinger's young, pretty raw, but I know he's like super dedicated, trains really hard.
Yeah.
I'm with you. This team has upside because Sock's going to get better, I think. And then CJ is going to get better as well. Yeah. So I'm going to go
solid, dude.
I'm going to go solid B for them.
Solid. Now we're going to hop right in all the way.
Going south. We're going down south.
Yeah, down south.
Yep.
Orlando Squeeze.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Federico Stakstrud.
Yep. So they took him at 11.
Vivian David. One of the nicest players on tour. Shout out to you, Vivian. Paris Todd.
Mm-hmm.
And Jay
DeVillier.
DeVillier.
How come you didn't say Paris Todd was nice?
I don't know Paris Todd.
Okay.
I haven't met
probably
her.
Probably not as nice as Vivian David, though.
I haven't met her in person, so okay. I can't say that. But I've known Vivian.
She seems nice.
I've known Vivian for a long time.
I've never heard anyone say she's not nice.
Yeah. So.
But.
Yeah. Me. Fun fact, me and Vivian, when we first started, we actually did a East versus West challenge, and I got to play against her. So that was long. Wow. That was years ago. But that was fun. Yeah. Yeah. Ever since then, her and her sister, sisters, she has a kind of a big family. But yeah, she's just been great. She's been awesome.
Yeah. To me, this is a solid team on paper, though.
Oh, yeah.
Paris was a first round pick last season. So she hasn't had a lot of results recently, but this is a team you kind of know what you're getting. But if Paris can be that steal of the draft like she's been before and raise her level just a little bit, this team could definitely be a contender.
Dude, this is a B+, dude.
Yeah, because Fed is like, he makes like every final in singles too. So like they have a stud that can play.
They're good there. I think men's will surprisingly be good.
Men's will be good.
Him and Jay. I think women's, Paris, Todd, and Vivian, great team. And then the mix, man, we'll see.
Yeah, to me,
B+.
I'm going B on this one. I'll go solid B though.
Okay, Seattle Pioneers.
Seattle Pioneers. We got Ben Johns at 1.
Mm-hmm.
We got so then they went value. So they had all picks in the last round. So they had Andrea Coop at 43.
Yep.
Jesse Irvine at 44, and then you went with his brother with the second to last pick in the draft. So
you
at
know
47.
What? Believe it or not, Ben could do wonders, but I'm going B- on this.
B-, okay.
You know what? Because like,
I don't know. I'm not going to bet against him.
Oh, wait.
His brother.
Yeah, wait a minute. But I'm thinking about the mixed and the women's teams right now, or the women's teams right
okay.
now.
Okay, you can bet against Ben. I'm not going to bet against him.
But again,
shout out Ben. I know you're watching.
The tough one. Colin's an amazing player, obviously top player in the world. Mixed, he's not the greatest mixed player.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll see. But I'm not rating Ben. I'm rating the team. So
okay,
B minus.
He's the GOAT. He's been the GOAT for a long time. Still the GOAT. But this team to me isn't built for 3 years. These teams are going to stay together for 3 years. I mean, you can drop people and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure how the waiver wire is going to work, but they're going to struggle in the Dreambreaker. You know, I don't think Ben drafts for Dreambreakers though. I think he's like, we're going to win in doubles because I'm going to go 2-0. And if you guys can win one game, we'll be good.
It doesn't leave Ben much room when he's cost almost $1 million. Like that's the tough part.
So, I mean, the GM and the owner knew they were getting into this when they picked him with that much money. So I think you got to take him at one, and I think this is kind of just how it plays out. He gets his brother, who is his preferred partner anyways.
Yeah.
I think Collins serviceable at mix. He'll get some wins every once in a while, and then he used to play singles. So. But to me, this team's a little like on the older side, it feels like, besides Ben. But we'll see. I'm not betting against him. So.
A minus.
I'm going to go B.
Okay.
B for Ben.
Okay, B for Ben. Yep. St. Louis Shock. We're moving on over. Is that Anna Bright?
Anna Bright.
Anna Bright.
So Anna Bright at three.
Hayden Patrick Wynn.
Yep, 21.
Is that Tardil?
That is Gabriel Tardio at 24.
Okay, and who's missing here?
So Kate Fahey.
Who is that?
Okay, so she was picked at 42.
Okay.
So Anna Bright is kind of the MLP wonder at finding the value in on the female side. Okay. So she got Rohrabacher on her team last year. That was the value pick.
Yes.
So there's a lot of unknowns here, but I trust Anna Bright picking Kate. So there's a lot of potential, but going off like just looking at them right now, you know, Patrickin and Tardio, they're very young. They're pretty, you know, they're good both team. Great players.
This is another sleeper.
They deserve to be in Premier, but to me, I'm going to go C plus on this team.
All right. And I'll go. I don't know how good they are going to be. So I'll go C plus too.
Okay.
All right. Texas Ranchers. We're going back to the biggest state. Who we got?
So we got Alshon at 7, Etta Wright.
Alshon at 15. Wright. Love her.
Also a very nice person. Tina Pisnik at 30.
Yeah.
And then Pablo Tellez, lefty at 41.
Dude, this team.
You like it?
Yeah. B plus.
Okay.
We're going B plus. So, I think men's is fairly strong.
I think men's is strong. Alshon's got to be a number one, though.
Yeah. But again, Alshon, I see mixed. I see him doing really well.
I think that Alshon was a little bit of a reach. They spent a lot on him. I'm going to go B minus for them. But this is a team, if everyone plays up to their potential, they could do really well.
Yeah. All right. Now.
Okay.
We got last, but not least. It depends who you're talking to.
They should be least.
Utah Black Diamonds, Tyson McGuffin.
Yeah, we got McGuffin. So he was their first pick. They didn't have a first round pick. They picked him at 19. So that was their first pick. Mm. They were obviously not going to spend over the budget. So they went with Cali at 27.
Cali Smith.
Tyler Leung at 36.
Tyler Leung.
And then Alex Trong at 48. So she was the last.
Okay, so really quick. Besides Augie Gah and a few others. Alex, is it Trong?
Trong, yeah.
Okay, her. That's a big
like
step
that.
Up. No, I'm just saying.
Oh yeah,
was she even in Challenger last year?
So I think she was. Because of some of the people sitting out, that kind of opened up a spot for someone like her. So I'm going to call this team the Dollar Tree team because they were on a budget, which is okay, you know. So. We have to budget sometimes.
Is this the only team that didn't spend any real money? Is that what you're saying?
So from what I've heard, they spent under $500,000, really close to it.
Yeah, so they didn't spend any money.
Way less than any other team. Every other team was over $880,000. Yes.
Oh, really?
From what I've heard.
Okay, so every team actually spent real dollars, at least $300,000 on their team. So,
and then there was were closer to $1 million though. So like there was a couple in that 880 range, and then most of them spent the max. So
got it.
I think this team's going to struggle. I'm going to go D. But
D. Okay.
And then we have that Tyson and Tyler beef. I don't know. Do you remember that?
Yeah, like Slim Jim. Or are we talking about
like
what kind of beef? Are we talking about like prime like rib?
They like Tyson like flipped them off.
Yeah, no. Like, I know. You know. We talked about that.
If you haven't seen the memes of pickleball, it's gold. So go check that out.
Yeah. So that's going to be interesting.
Like, I don't know why you'd put them together personally, but
I say they'll squash the beef. They'll be fine.
Okay.
And you know, things happen. You know, things happen.
Yeah. So.
So I'm going to go C minus on that one.
Okay. I don't think they'll win a match, but.
A match?
No.
Oh, like a match or not.
They'll win
some
games. They'll win some games, but I this team's going to be hard for.
I wouldn't say that, but we'll see. We'll see.
Okay.
Okay. So what else we got, Matt? So those are the teams, everybody. And what else, Matt? What else we got?
I mean, just some interesting stuff that you told me to kind of look into today.
Yeah.
Christian Alshon talking about pickleball being harder than tennis, and he got a little pushback from Nick Kyrgios,
mm-hmm.
Andy Roddick, James Blake, some of those guys. So it was pretty funny. I mean, he said it's like...
All right, so what is the actual...
Okay, so the actual tweet was...
What do we got here?
Pickleball has made me a much better athlete than tennis ever did. Faster reaction time and speed are needed since the ball is only coming from 10 feet away. Point for point, pickleball requires more skill than tennis. What do you think?
It's a really, really, really good... put me on the spot there.
Do you think pickleball is harder than tennis?
Okay, so
they're different,
so
right?
Two thoughts. So let's read that one more time. So I have some time to digest this. Here we go.
All right, you want me to read it again?
Yeah.
Pickleball has made me a much better athlete than tennis ever did. Faster reaction time and speed are needed since the ball is only coming from 10 feet away. Point for point, pickleball requires more skill than tennis.
Okay, so a couple things, couple thoughts. And for those of you who are coming from tennis and you are a pickleball hater, possibly, first thing I want to say is I understand because I was a tennis player. All right, I was a tennis player for the longest time. My love and passion was tennis years ago. If someone asked me to probably play pickleball,
you would have laughed, right?
Yeah, well, not laugh, I just wouldn't have done it.
Okay,
I might have laughed, but you know, ask me 10 plus years ago, not a chance. It was just the right time in my life that pickleball came along, and the rest is history. So for actual skills, tennis is a very...
It's so much more technical.
Tennis is a very, very hard game.
Yeah, you can't just pick up a racket and be good.
And here's another thought I have, that when it comes to skills though, and this how this game has evolved.
Yeah.
I what we're seeing today is not even the peak of pickleball.
Right.
So that statement 5 years, 10 years from now,
maybe
could be more accurate, I would say.
Yeah.
But again, to say is because he said it's harder, basically.
Yeah, he's saying
he said the skills required.
It requires him to be a much better athlete.
Yeah.
So
I don't know if I agree totally, but I can see, I think, Alshon is very passionate about this game, and I'm sure he's been working really hard, and he feels great. So,
yeah, I think he...
So of course he's going to say that. Yeah,
they're different games, but he fired at Kyrgios about how him and Kyrgios have the same amount of major titles in tennis. Kyrgios is probably doing pretty good off getting to the finals in tennis, so I don't know if I would say that, because you're a millionaire when you're getting to the finals and... A major.
Yeah. So if you guys don't know who Nick Kyrgios is, he is Australian player, one of the probably
he's fun to watch too.
Fun to watch, probably one of the most controversial in the game too, but he's been
why can't we just get along though?
Yeah. I don't know. So what did Kyrgios say? Let's see.
Kyrgios just said, "Yeah, let's hide under the bed after this statement. Bro, get at me. Get me, bro." Bro, get me the best pickleball player. Compare his talent to Roger Federer. Wild tweet, wild thought, delete right now. I love pickle, but you had too many tequilas.
Yeah. Tennis is hard, everybody.
But he kind of said what you said. Alshon fired back. We've barely scratched the surface of pickleball's potential. And he said, come to pickleball. You might be able to break the top 10. And he goes, why would I come to pickleball? I'm too busy getting to ATP Tour Finals. I was curious of that. And that's when Alshon said, fun fact, we have the same amount of major titles in our career. And then they kind of went back and forth, and I don't know. Okay. I mean, I feel like Alshon should probably just stop, but he was like, "Oh,
Alshon wants a clout." I mean, if you're getting replies by Nick Kyrgios,
I think he was like, "Yeah, I'm getting the last word in here, whether you like it or not."
Yeah.
So the funniest part though is James Blake said there is literally zero chance any top-ranked tennis player comes into pickleball and doesn't dominate. And then Sam Querrey goes, "What's up, guys? What's everyone up in arms about?"
Okay,
because not doing that great.
Yeah. So James Blake is another,
but he's an owner of an MLP team, or was an owner of an MLP team.
Yeah, I don't know if he is currently, but he was a top American tennis player.
I think number four at some point.
Yeah, really, really high level. Great guy from what I know. And he said, so basically, what did he say? He said anyone coming in high level tennis.
Yeah, would dominate
easily.
No way.
Then Sam Querrey, one of the top tennis
players. What's up, guys?
Comes in. But again, past their prime. So we really don't know.
True.
I mean, we look at Jack Sock and there's kind of an example there. So,
I thought that was funny, though.
That's what we got. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. All right. Anything else, man?
Yeah, so Did you want to ask me about my hat that I'm wearing?
No, no, not at all. Not at all. All right. What's going on with your hat?
Okay, so Breaking Pickleball, a new documentary. It's about Arizona Pickleball League. If you guys haven't watched that, it's about season one. So it's actually out on YouTube right now. If you go to breakingpickleball.com, you'll get an emailed link. And it's a great documentary. It's going to be 6 episodes. It's going to be taken off YouTube on April 21st. So check that out. And then we're starting up Arizona Pickleball League season 3 in the fall.
So, yeah. And you know, for those of you, Arizona Pickleball League.
Yeah.
Augie.
Champion.
Champion. And also yours, you know, on the podcast, who usually sits right there, Caden.
Oh, yeah.
Caden Nemoff. He's on the
team as well.
On the team as well. So.
So if you want to apply, well, you know, this is the time. You can go to ArizonaPBL.com and apply.
Apply for playing.
For playing, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Great exposure. We actually have 4 players in MLP right now. So we had Augie get drafted. Shout out. And then we also had Patrick Kafka, Angie Walker, and then Rachel Redker go for Challenger. So congrats to them as well. But great exposure if you're looking for that type of thing. But season 3 coming soon.
All right, man. I like it. All right. So check that out. Look out for the Arizona Pickleball League. We'll obviously be talking about that because Caden's playing. Does it the draft from what is going on with that?
Yeah, so we're gonna have a pretty big shuffle draft coming up. So probably after the summer, we'll end up finalizing the teams. But we'll have 5 teams, so we have 20 spots available. But mostly the players that are playing, you know, Augie was one of our players. Craig Johnson, Kyle Kazuda, Michael Lloyd, another great player in the league. And then lots of great girls. Dana Ragas, who was on my team. Jennifer Tavernier. Lots of great players. So if you're kind of in that 5-5 to 6-0 range and you want some exposure, you get a little bit of pay for it too. So
you're saying I should apply, huh?
You haven't logged a duper match in a while though, so I'm a little concerned about your duper. But
all right,
I know you're a busy guy, but yeah, we're taking applications now. So
okay,
head there.
Really cool. Well, again, that's the recap of the MLP draft, and leave a comment below. Let us know if you're following the. Obviously, I think if you're watching this and you're watching it all the way through, you probably are really following the MLP, or else you wouldn't click on this video. But comment below and let us know which team you think is, or pick the 2 teams you think is going to finals, and then who knows, maybe you win a prize or something if you get it right.
Jordan will do a giveaway.
Who knows? Yeah, and remind me too. Remind me.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think that's it, Matt.
All right.
Thank you again for coming back on the podcast, and next time we'll have you on more for more stuff. I don't know.
Sounds good.
We'll see. Again, thank you everyone for watching. Hopefully you enjoyed this. Again, that's the recap, and we'll see you in the next video or next podcast. See ya.
See ya.